The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us. And what's this about the possibility of an additional electricity levy for householders from October?
Yeah, Matt, this is the last thing we need. I mean, just when electricity prices are coming down, and we have very expensive electricity in this country, we're among the most expensive electricity in Europe, in this country. It's about 70-80% above what it was before the Ukraine was invaded by the Russians. And so what we don't need is an addition to our bills. The regulator for the market is tasked with coming up with what's called a public service obligation. And this is a thing that kind of compensates renewable energy providers, wind farms, solar panel farms, to kind of encourage them to provide alternative means of generating electricity, so we're not totally dependent on fossil fuels. And it needs a subsidy, especially when the wholesale prices of electricity fall. They need a subsidy. They need a guarantee price to make sure they can compete with the fossil fuel generators. And it's called a public service levy. It's government policy, but the regulator, the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, is tasked with coming up with a figure to subsidise this, and we all pay for it. Businesses and households pay for this. So for this year, the regulator sat down and tried to work out what it's going to cost to subsidise these wind farms, and has decided that it'll cost €225 million. And businesses and households will have to pay that. And it'll mean, they're proposing, it's only a proposal now, it'll mean about €36 a year added to your electricity bill. It's not a lot, but it just comes at a time when electricity bills have been falling. We've seen some cuts. We've seen one big provider, SSE Airtricity, cutting their prices three times in the last while. You know, have had a couple of cuts. We've had two reductions from the likes of Electric Ireland, Bord Gáis, Energia, and some of the others. And we need to see more cuts because it's still expensive. But this is the last thing we want.
Okay, there's a few things there now, Charlie, because we don't just pay for electricity as we consume it per unit, do we? We have things called standing charges, don't we? Which is basically a payment we have to make to compensate the provider for actually deigning to give us some of the electricity that they charge us from. Do we have existing levies before this levy will be increased?
Yeah, I mean, that standing charges, and controversially, they went up as well during the energy crisis. I mean, you know, and that's a set payment you have to pay for providing the lines into your house. And they've got quite expensive. You know, they can be anywhere, depending on what sort of whether you're in a rural area, an urban area, your provider could be €300 a year, up to €600 a year. So that's on your electricity. There is, at the moment, thankfully, the government reduced the VAT on your electricity bill. So it's to be hoped that doesn't go up again. And also they paid energy credits in the last budget. There's some talk that they mightn't pay them in the next budget, but I think we're going to need them because, you know, the energy companies are seeing wholesale gas prices down, and that determines, you know, what it costs. That's the cost for them. It's the big cost because most of our electricity is generated by gas. But they're slow about passing on those reductions to the consumer. And there's a lot of cynicism out there. People are saying, why is this? Why are they so slow passing on these cuts? You know, as you say, Matt, we're paying standing charges, we're paying a levy, we're paying VAT. There's no carbon tax, thankfully, on your electricity. There is on if you're getting gas. But there are a lot of charges on your electricity bill.
Okay. Is this a guarantee? Who's going to make the decision? The regulator wants it, and who makes the decision as to whether it happens or not?
The regulator's proposing it. Now, if you go onto their website, and I've just been on to them to ask them to put this proposal, this paper that they have on this, put it up on the front of their website. So people should go in there and make a submission on this and say, I mean, it's no good going onto social media and saying, this is a daft idea, I don't like it, we can't handle this because we have too many costs, electricity is too expensive. Go in and make a submission. You have until the 28th of this month to make a submission, and then the regulator, the CRU, will publish their final decision in August once they've sifted through those submissions. So, you know, it affects big businesses, it affects SMEs, and it affects households. So I think loads of people should get in there with a submission and say, look, we just don't agree with this. The market is dysfunctional. It's not working for consumers. Whatever your view is, you know, electricity is too expensive in this country. You need to come up with something else here instead of hitting us with another bill.
Okay, tell us how to ensure that fraudsters don't ruin your holiday.
Yeah, there's a lot of scamming going on, particularly at the moment because people are, booking holidays and taking flights. And fake booking sites are a big thing at the moment. There are fake airfares, these kind of things. And people have been sent unsolicited emails about holidays, holiday offers and, you know, bargain prices for late cancellations, all that kind of thing. If you're getting something like that, Matt, you've got to be very suspicious. Be very suspicious of anything unsolicited that's coming your way. And double check any booking site you're using. I mean, I think really it's good advice to try and use an Irish-based travel agent if you can. A lot of people at the moment and the last while have discovered to their horror, they turned up, went on holidays and there was no accommodation for them because a big travel agent has collapsed, FTI Group. They trade here, we're trading here as You Travel. But on top of that, there's a lot of copycat websites, fake ads and emails. So always use a direct debit card or a credit card when you're booking your holiday, Matt, to make sure that you're not going to be scammed, because you can get this chargeback thing if there's something dodgy happening, if you discover it. So just be very, very careful at the moment. You're a target at the moment if you're booking a holiday. There's a lot of fake emails out there pretending to offer people secret airfares and good values and late cancellation flights and late cancellation accommodation, which isn't there at all. So just be very, very wary of it. The banks recently, the Federation of Banking Federation warned that about 100 million euros was taken in the last while from people mostly to do with holiday scams.
And then tell us why holiday makers have been urged to check their travel insurance.
Yeah. Make sure, Matt, that your travel insurance, I think, is key. Make sure it covers the likes of measles and whooping cough, because there's been a big...
For your children, hardly for you as an adult.
Well, if pregnant women and anyone with an autoimmunity would be vulnerable to measles, for example. Whooping cough is a big one for children, obviously, but there's a big measles outbreak in the UK, Austria, Turkey, those kind of places. So, just make sure that the travel policy that you buy, and make sure you do have a travel policy, that it covers those kind of contagious diseases, particularly as you're going to sit in an airplane where if there's anything on that airplane, you're going to get it. And if you have to cancel a holiday because of a medical emergency, which tends to be one of the big reasons people cancel holidays, make sure that, you're covered for it, that you can get the money back in some way. And often people end up, having insurance which just isn't comprehensive enough to cover these kind of things. So this has become a very big thing.
Does your private health insurance cover things?
Well, it might necessarily, it'll cover you at home, but it might necessarily cover you abroad. So make sure that you're covered properly for... that the travel insurance that you have is a decent one, and particularly if you're going to go to the US and UK, people often get Europe-wide travel insurance, but they're not covered for the US maybe. So make sure that you're covered for that. Cancellations, disruptions, civil unrest, travel strikes, any of these things, make sure you buy a good travel insurance policy. There's a lot of cheap ones out there which are no use and you might get stuck on it.
We leave it there. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, as ever, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.